particular Chinese woman, I have it on record, was arrested 3 times during the previous administration. 3 times she was released. She's a very powerful woman, operates more within the Asante region, especially Kumasi. She's got connections from my own checks also in this administration. She appears to be a very smooth operative. She's built a network across the political divide. She's got her agents placed in state institutions, particularly the security agencies, and she's able to wriggle herself out of danger or trouble anytime she's touched. I hope it doesn't happen this time around. Yeah. That's why those who are receiving the calls from the so-called power brokers must be sure who are calling them, and they must expose them if indeed they work for us. It's part of the kiosk, and she's got accomplices. The other one is called Monica. The other one, the name has slipped me because it's a Chinese name I can't pronounce. Mm. But they are powerful. Look, and they, you see, part of their strength is that they resorted, they built up a certain system of blackmailing. They are women. So I'm not going to use certain words, and I'm not going to say certain things. As to when they came into town, what they began to do, what were they, had nothing to do with Galamsey. Gradually, they moved from that particular trade into Galamsey. Look, they have video and audio recordings of people who are powerful, of people who have been entrusted with responsibilities to protect us as a people. I'm telling you, that's how dangerous the game is. And that is where the strength, the power of these Chinese women, sex. They have video and audio recordings of their conversations with some strategically placed persons from then and now, and some they are having sex with, or they have girls, some mainly Chinese, who they brought into town, who sleep with these big men or big guys, well placed. And they have them, and they use it to blackmail our big men into submission. That's how powerful they have become.